This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. As my compadre Carl normally says, they always find a way to find the money. Falcons found the way. I know we kind of felt like we were looking like we're on a budget. But if you missed it, guys, we bring in a veteran safety who has missed some games. He's had some injury issues, but it is a nice piece. Jordan Fuller, who, of course, has anytime you have familiarity with a guy, just like you got with Morgan Fox coming from the Rams. He played for Raheem Morris when he was DC. So we bring in Jordan Fuller. So you said it earlier, you like to move.
Yeah, he's a guy that's going to slide right in, vet player, be able to start, be able to help groom a guy like DeMarco Hellones coming off injury and be a nice piece opposite Jesse Bates, which they haven't been able to find. They tried to do it with Simmons last year, another vet with a good resume. We'll see if he can be what Justin Simmons was supposed to be here in Atlanta. And, Mike, I think the biggest part is it takes another necessary piece off your draft board.
Right, so safety's not a concern. I still think we could go, look, if you find a defensive tackle that you really love, I think edge is still certainly a concern, but I just have a, my spidey sense says defensive tackle. And I guess we still haven't heard anything on the Ryan Neuzel front yet.
No.
Stay tuned on that one.
Which is just weird.
Yeah,
because you would think now he's the option, right?
I haven't heard anybody sniffing around. He did take over for Drew Dahlman, who eventually you guys know signed with the Bears. And I thought Neuzel was good. We didn't complain about him. And maybe they're just trying to get it as cheap as possible. I don't know. But the idea that you would try to find a center with one of your first two picks, that's crazy. You don't take a center in the top 15 pick. That just makes no sense.
And there's only really one good one.
Right.
And that's the guy from our backyard.
Hey, man, the moves for the rest of the NFL, Rondale Moore, we talked about him. He's trying to get signed by somebody else. We never got to see him. Last year, he blew out. It was a knee, right? Was it the knee?
I think it was a knee injury. Kept him out the whole year.
Right. So he was with the Cardinals before we got him. We loved his speed element, but we never got to see it. He's been talking to some other teams. Apparently, he's talking with the Titans today. Meanwhile, we've got news that Jalen Milroe runs a 4.37 at the Alabama Pro Day. And if you feel you could just tighten up some of the inconsistencies with his accuracy, then that, my friend, is a top 25 pick.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson?
Well, I think Anthony Richardson should have stayed with Billy Napier of Florida, and I certainly think that Jalen Milroe, if you don't feel you're getting the coaching from Kalen DeBoer, I would have gone to one of the – find some elite offensive mind somewhere, even if it's a crappy school, but go put some numbers up and get a little more seasoning with your passing. But, hey, man, no time like the present to go cash in. I think you could have presented yourself as a number one or number two pick had he done that. He's now, though, with the numbers he put up today at his pro day, that's pretty impressive.
Now, the one QB I've been consistently hearing is moving up the boards is Jackson Dart. Does he, after today, maybe slip-slide ahead of him? I don't know.
Yeah, now, I just think the Steelers have been the team that's been linked mostly to Jalen Milroe. Would they be interested in a gap-year guy as Milroe comes along? Because the Steelers have got to win a playoff game. They're not doing that anymore under Mike Tomlin.
I know a guy who's hungry to win one.
You're going to, yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins to the Steelers, and then Steeler fans will be like, enough. Let's be, you know what they'll be wanting, Jalen Milroe? And that's not what Kirk wants. Kirk got his panties in a twist. And look, say what you want. And Carl and I argued about this last spring when it went down. He was under the impression they were not going to bring a challenge to him this year. And then they turn right around and go get Michael Penix Jr., which is fine. At the end of the day, we're excited about Penix Jr. I'm just telling you the circumstances where Penix is, you know, came and where Kirk Cousins' head was at. You saw the reaction on draft night. He's like, what is this?
Right. Well, at least in this situation, he'd know what it was going into it.
Right.
Which I guess makes it a little bit more palatable. And Mike,
can beggars be choosers?
Well, that's exactly what I was just about to say. He's kind of running out of options. You got the Browns, you got the Giants, the Steelers, maybe the Titans. That's about it right now.
Right on. So that's interesting to see if somebody does fall in love with Jalen Milroe, because a lot of the mock drafts have him on the cusp of the first round.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to go in the second round. Mm. I think right now, if the over-under was 3.5 quarterbacks in the first round, I think I'd take the under. Mm. I think it's just going to be Cam Shadur, and then I think Jackson Dart's going to go at the back of the first round. I think your Dylan Gabriels, your Quinn Ewers, your Jalen Milroe, I think those are all day two and day three guys.
A lot of guys are wondering, you know, D Hopkins, could you get more money to sign somewhere else? He signs a one-year, $5 million deal. He was doing some interviews saying basically he's excited. The idea of playing with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, how many TDs can you get from those guys? Can you create your own monster offense? The taste you got in your mouth from D Hop is how bad he looked in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he has some atoning to do, Mike Bell. And you know what the good thing is there? They need him to do one thing. Run down the field as fast as you can in a straight line and catch the ball.
Right.
If he can just do that and get 6 touchdowns on the year, that's going to be a win of a signing right there.
So I like the fact the Ravens are going to, you know, get more weapons for Lamar, but that defense has got to be consistent for 17 weeks.
Yeah, that's been their bugaboo the last couple of years is, as you just said, the defense has very, very talented players on it, but putting it together. Part of that, though, Mike, is the division that they play in. They just beat themselves up every single year, so right. You know at least a couple of losses are coming out from there. Although this year, I think, depending on what Cleveland does, it's interesting, too, because our friend Mary Kay Cabot was reporting some new details on the Myles Garrett contract negotiation, and apparently he wants to be the man there in a way that he wasn't before, but how can you be the man on a team that might win 4 games? That's really going to be the issue there. I think even if Kirk Cousins goes there and starts 17 games, I mean, what's their ceiling, Mike? 6-7 wins?
Yeah, I don't know, man. The idea that Josina Anderson was hearing that teams are talking. So that would be the Browns, Steelers, Giants. I can't think of anybody else.
No, I mean, maybe the Titans are a sleeper team if they want to draft Abdul Carter, number one,
right,
and get a veteran in there to challenge Will Levis, maybe.
That's not a bad idea either, because, you know, then you could still, and if you don't like this quarterback class, you still be in the mix for next year, and Kirk Cousins is solid, if not spectacular, base. So I just would love to know what personnel guys look at from last year, and what do they think of Kirk Cousins? Do you say that that's why he was running that dog and pony show down at the Super Bowl? Oh, no, I was hurt. Everything bad, really bad, because he's trying to sort of resuscitate the image and the perception. I just would love to know what personnel guys. You look at that Raider film. Who would have him under center for their team?
No, nobody.
That Monday night game.
But the caveat is, if you believe that the guy who broke the franchise record for most yards in a single game and was NFC Offensive Player of the Week twice is still in there just because of the injury, then you make a move.
That's the conundrum, man. That's just the insanity of so Falcony a season, where he has two of the greatest games for a Falcon quarterback, that unbelievable Thursday night game that was electric at Mercedes-Benz. He makes that beautiful throw. I mean, his throws, because I was sitting like 4 rows behind the bench down in Tampa, he looked great.
Yeah,
in that game. And, yeah, then the wheels start to fall off. The Cowboys win, and then the Saints game, and I have to remind you guys. Speaking of quarterbacks, apparently I saw this in Pro Football Talk. You said this earlier. I guess there's a mutual interest between Carson Wentz and the Browns in what? Him buying season tickets?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's With them apparently not wanting to budge on Cousins, they got to pivot somewhere. It's not going to be Kenny Pickett.
Right.
So could it be the former guy who was on his way to an MVP season and then fell apart? I don't know.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.